This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're very happy to have Renee Decatur, a mixed media artist, and Peggy Miller of Peg's Jewels. They're here today to tell us about the Artworks Festival. It's coming up Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and 18th, open 10 to 5 both days. Let's start out talking a little bit about the differences of this art show as compared with a lot of other shows.
Everybody is encouraged to demonstrate at the show, which is very lovely for the community. They can get to talk to the artists, see exactly how they're designing their pieces. There'll be a whole students' activity center. The children will be able to work with clay and mixed media and create things there. So it's a very family-oriented show.
And it is free and open to the public.
Open to the public, free.
It's a great opportunity to sort of touch base with artists and learn about their technique. I like it because it's sort of an icebreaker. A lot of times people will come in your booth and they won't come in your booth. They'll look in and they'll be sort of afraid to come in and be approached. But this is a great way to break the ice and talk about what you do. And a lot of times you get lots of questions as artists, and it's great to share information and meet young artists and those that are just starting out at different ages. So I love that about it. You don't get tired. As an artist, it's just a full day of activity and a lot of sharing going on.
And this is one of the longest running shows that's been in the area. I mean, people are pretty familiar with Artworks, and it's always in the fall, and it's in the Ogalle Arts District. And do they also have entertainment and food available?
Yes, they do. They have a band shell there, and there'll be food available there also.
Live music?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your art and what you're going to be displaying.
What I do is mixed media. I do a combination of acrylics and collage with paper that I paint, and then I tear it up to create compositions. And a lot of it has got little stories behind it, but what I want the viewer to do is fill in the blanks and explore and find little hidden treasures in the work. So it's playful and uplifting, and it's fun to create.
And how long have you been doing this show?
I started back in 2002. It was one of the first shows I actually started doing, and I love the way the artists are treated. It's all about art and art making, and they take good care of us as artists.
Okay, so Peg, what will you be doing?
I am a silversmith. I do fiber techniques in metal, and I hand weave my silver and gold. And once I finish my weavings, I then solder and design the jewelry from the weavings. So a lot of the jewelry that you see in my cases has tons of texture on it from the various weavings that I've done. So what I'll be doing on the side of my booth is I'll be having some different weavings that I'll be working on and showing people how I do it, and then bring a dapping block so I can form different things in front of people. They can all see. When people come to my booth and they look, they're realizing it's two different mediums, but when I show them the samples and they see the wheels turning going, it's fiber, it's metal. So it's very interesting. I love the show. I've been doing this show for about 14 or 15 years now, I want to say, and I've been a designer for 40 years. I have been in Brevard County for 28 years, and I do about seven states, 25 shows a year. So I do a lot of traveling, and this is one of my favorite shows, and it's hometown.
How many artists will be displaying their works?
I want to say between 80 and 100, and they'll be all different mediums.
And most of them will be doing some type of demonstration, 3D, 2D. Yeah, it's a great way to sort of explore art if you have some interest and you want to learn more about it.
So once again, Artworks happens on Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and 18th, both days 10 to 5. And if you want to find out more information, they do have a website, artworks.com. Ladies, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.